That was Henry Fabergé and the Adorables from their self-titled album. The song was called Dance Dance Revelation. That's Max in the back. And before that was Swan Lake with Bluebird off of Beast Moans. And before that, we had Stars and Spit by Broken Social Scene off the Arts and Crafts sampler. I'm going to send myself out with Sweepstakes Prize, the Ben Adorable remix off of Mira's Joyride Remixes CD. And thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy Max, because we all know that I do.
Mondo Trash Out!
Mondo Trash Out!
Take your are listening to Mondo Trash Show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Stay tuned for the most evil rock and roll in the entire galaxy.
What you gonna do? Can tell there's something wrong with you. What you gonna do with all that cash? It must get boring being so flash. You don't need all the lines and the spliff that you smoke from time to time.
Good evening, and welcome back to Mondo Trash Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. I realize our timing is a little screwy, but so's our equipment, unfortunately. We began our set with Be The One from All Night Dance Party, the Vancouver... I don't know what to describe them as. I guess I'm just going to say techno, but that they are so much more than that. All Night Dance Party, they're being written up in blogs all over the internet. People think they're Swedish, but they're not. They're from right here. They're awesome guys, and they have really cool hoodies that they wear all the time. After that, you heard Bread and Roses by Mr. Hudson and the Library, an excellent, if strange, little track from the album A Tale of Two Cities. After that, Damn It Anna from the Morning Benders from my home area of the San Francisco Bay. After that, Avril Lavigne singing in Mandarin her terrible new single, Girlfriend, which, when sung in Mandarin, is excellent. That is from the CD single version. The iTunes single version. Interesting fact, if you go to iTunes, you can buy her terrible single in a whole bunch of different languages, some of which are great and some of which are apparently really bad, according to people who actually speak them. The Italian version is supposed to be the worst. After that, Out of Love from Pleasure off the album Pleasure 2. I've been playing a lot of Pleasure because I really like them. The guy works with Brett Anderson on some of the other tracks, but this one is not. And I think it's really great, really reminiscent of some old school disco party music that your parents may have made tender whoopee to. And we finished off that chunk of the set with... Oh, wait, whoops, sorry. Yeah, we finished off that chunk of the set with that. I don't know. Where is my mind, ladies and gentlemen? Who can tell these days? Stay tuned.
CITR 101.9 FM presents Spring Bash, Saturday, March the 10th, The Lamplighter, Abbott at Water Street, with three awesome bands, Midnight Dragon, Circus in Flames, and Junior Major, doors at 9 p.m., tickets for a measly $10 in advance at Zulu, Scratch, and Red Cat Records. For more information, check out the CITR website at www.citr.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an exclusive interview. Can you hear us, Kevin?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Keystone, former AMS president and the person who I should have succeeded rightfully. But unfortunately, I didn't have a platform and I was an incompetent alcoholic. You know, it hasn't stopped the American president, so I don't see why I should stop the UBC one. How are you doing, Kevin?
The key difference, though, is that you didn't do coke, right?
I'm not going to talk about that one on the air.
Understood.
Understood. But rest assured that despite anything anyone may imply, I'm a good person. I have never killed anyone. I completely don't condone underage drinking of any sort. And I do my homework and go to bed early.
Sounds like the ideal presidential candidate.
Yes.
Anyway, so how are you, Max?
I'm great. I'm having a great time because I'm on CITR right now, Mondo Trash Show. Isn't it your favorite show you mentioned?
Absolutely. In fact, it's the only thing I listen to on the radio, other than CBC.
I see. Other than what?
CBC.
Oh, I thought you said BBC, because
no.
That's British and fancy. We're not very
right.
fancy here.
No.
We are people of the people, Kevin.
Understood. That's
people
why
of the
I love
people.
You, Max.
That's why you love CITR, though.
Absolutely.
And
it is a student radio station run by students for students.
It is. That sounds really boring. Kevin, who's
yeah.
the most disgusting person you've ever had sex with?
Oh, you know, that's a really good question. Probably this guy named Quint. He was a baseball player from southern United States, so he had a really cool accent, but otherwise, I found him particularly repulsive.
Why?
It was at the, I think it's called the Inn Suite Hotel on Church Street in Toronto, which is widely known as, like, the hotel that guys go back to.
Oh my.
And buy a really cheap room and spend the night. So I seem to remember that it wasn't a particularly enjoyable or amusing experience.
Oh. Are you familiar with the concept of love hotels?
No, in fact, I'm not.
This is actually really popular in Japan, and I think it's a great idea. It's hotels that you can rent by the hour.
Oh, yes. Well, I've heard of certainly love motels.
And
for that matter.
No, they call them love hotels. And there's a lot of them all over. And they are sort of decorated with extremely gaudy things on top, like, you know, miniature whales and hearts and Eiffel Towers and things. And the reason for these, I've been led to believe, is that Japan is a very small country with a lot of people. And when you think about it, when I was there, I found it very cramped. It's a wonderful place. But there's people all the time, you know, and you're living with your family sometimes for an extended period of time. And
so you need somewhere to get away to.
Yes, and there aren't really any out-of-the-way places where you can go park your car.
Interesting.
So the love hotels have developed.
How interesting. Well, that sounds ideal for their needs.
For their needs, and we all do have needs, Kevin. Tell me, if your vagina could write a monologue, what would it say?
That's an excellent question. I don't think it would be nearly as articulate as anything I've heard in the vagina monologues.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I think the apt question is, if my vagina were to say any of those monologues, which would it say? And I think it would really enjoy saying my short skirt, because I think that's a particularly entertaining monologue.
And for those of you who don't know, I'm referencing Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues, a performance of which we were lucky enough to catch at UBC, which was
mm-hmm.
particularly delightful.
Absolutely. Shout out to Sadie, my roommate, who was absolutely fabulous.
She was. And they were actually looking very good in that performance. Did everybody do their own makeup, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, exciting. Say, speaking of looking good, guess what, Kevin?
What's that?
I'm launching my own clothing line.
Are you now?
Yes. It's going to be called Pink Trash, and it's going to be made entirely from garbage.
That's very unique, Max.
It's extremely unique.
I look forward to seeing what your pieces turn out to be.
Very bad, I'm sure.
Well, look forward to them nonetheless.
You look forward to them nonetheless. Say, Kevin, would you like to help me with something?
I would love to.
Would you like to think up of a good trivia question?
Of what description?
Of pretty much any description, actually. Off the top of your head. Because the reason I ask is I have a pair of tickets to give away to Kill Switch Engage with Dragon Force on Wednesday, March 28th.
Awesome.
And my
so
listeners...
You need any odd trivia question.
Any trivia question.
Okay, well, how about, what's the highest waterfall in the world?
The highest waterfall in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Call in with that, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR. First person with the correct answer gets tickets to go see Dragon Force and Killswitch Engage. Once again, the number is 604-822-2487. All right, thank you very much, Kevin. Have an awesome evening.
Take care.
All right. Callers, you heard the man. What is the tallest waterfall in the world? Stay tuned.
You'd like to be my summer girl, and I just can't say no. So if you've got nowhere to go, then meet me on the patios. I'll be there after four. You don't know who I am. Me wonder what to think.
I've had too much to drink, and I can't express that in that dress. You take my breath away. What we've said, I don't forget, but I've been playing by all your rules. If you see me once again in the wintertime, don't be so surprised that I don't have much to say. But when I do speak to you, I appreciate it. Yes, anyway. Reversed. Friend.
Basically, you get the idea. You say party, we say die. Getting the most out of their exclamation points there, that was Cold Hands, Hot Bodies off of Hit the Floor. That whole thing contains, I think, 5 exclamation points, maybe? Anyways, before that, Pleasure, Out of Love. I've been playing a lot of that. Oh, sorry, this is all very confusing. Before that, Sunny Boner, with the song Memories off of the Music Appreciation Society Presents Vancouver, BC, Canada. Before that, Columbus with Summer Girl off debut EP. That's a year or so old, but it's still good. And before that, I played the Yeah Yeah Yeahs off the Peel Sessions doing their song Y Control for John Peel. That is, again, a slightly older song, I guess, but I think it's pretty excellent. So we are running out of time for today's show, but I wanted to go ahead and put together a little theme at the last minute, which is the other songs that bands do once they're done with their one-hit wonder. So we are going to do 2 songs in a row for that. The first one here is CSS, or Conseil de Ser Sexy, which you know for Let's Make Love and Listen to Death from Above. Here's them covering L7, Pretend We're Dead. And you might like this if you're cool.
this is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow across it, and we're making it like young.
Yeah!
be seeing you next week here on CITR. Mondo Trasher with Maxwell Maxwell, Sundays at 9 p.m. Sorry about today's show, folks. We've had some technical difficulties, which is always a problem with live radio. So stay tuned. Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike is coming up real shortly. In the meantime, check out this awesome track from a Swedish band called Lo-Fi Funk. They are coming to town March 9th at the Columbia, and they're excellent. Check this out. I wanna lose my heart, you see.